Today's daf is Kuf Hei. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Bet. Three lines from the bottom. Dorshei Rishimot Hayu Omrim. Kulam Ba'im La'olam Haba. Okay, now we have this whole discussion about those who get Olam Haba, those who don't get Olam Haba, and why are some people not on the list? We've been in the middle of the Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yehuda, that were bad. Now we're going to get to the people who are Dorshei Rishimot. Rashi says these are Dorshei Psukim. Hey, people who darshan psukim say that really everyone is going to be in Olam Haba. Shnei Amar, specifically a bunch of these characters that we discussed that aren't getting Olam Haba, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Li Gilad v'li Menashe v'Ephraim, Ma'oz Rashi Yehuda, Ma'oz Roshi, Yehuda Mechokiki. Mo'av Sirachzi, Alei Dom Ashlich Na'ali, Alei Peleshet Hidro'ai. Okay, not a pasuk that's easy to understand. The people should tell. Now the Gemara is going to darshan this and say all these characters, Gilad, Ephraim, Menashe, Yehuda, Mechokiki, etc., all these things we're going to talk about are referring to characters, and they're all people. It's trying to say, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, they're all going to be with me, meaning they're all going to get Olam Haba. And who are all these people? So, start of darshaning, Li Gilad, Ze'ach Av, Shenafal, Beramot Gilad, he was killed in Ramot Gilad, so Gilad is a reference to Achav. Menashe Kemashma'o, which is a kind of funny thing for the Gemara to say, because what's Kemashma'o Menashe? Shevet Menashe. But Kemashma'o, we're going to say, oh, it's the king Menashe. We've been talking about it, doesn't get Chelek Olam Haba. And, right, these were the three, Yeravam Menashe and Yeravam. Ma'oz Roshi, Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Ze Yeravam. Deka'atem Ephraim, he came from Ephraim. Okay, so those are the three we saw in the Mishnah. Then there were a whole bunch of other people that were suggested maybe they also don't get Olam Haba, so we're going to add those also. Yehuda Mechokiki Zachitofel, he came from Shevet Yehuda, and he was also a Yo'etz, which makes sense. He was a Mechokik, you know, sort of a made the laws. Deka'atem Yehuda, he came from Yehuda. I think there's a bit of a debate whether he actually came from Yehuda or not, but according to this, he came from Yehuda. Moab Sirachzi Zegechazi. Okay, this is Gehazi Shalaka al Iskei Rechitza. Okay, because it says Zesir Rachatzi, he got Malkot because of Iskei Rechitza, because it was he got Sarad, and why Iskei, I guess Sarad from things having to do with Rechitza. Al Edom Ashlich Na'ali Zedoeka Adomi, he was the Edomi, so Edom is Doeka Adomi. Alai Peleshet Hitra'i. Okay, so what does mean alai paleshet hitro'ai? Amrum alachei asheret lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, this is assuming all these people are getting Olam Haba. So now there's a big mahuman shamayim. Okay, what do you mean you're giving all these people Olam Haba? They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam. Im yavo David shaharag et haplishti, this is alai paleshet. If David were to come now and see that you were saving, giving all these people Olam Haba, v'horishet banech hagat, in other words, he killed the plishti, and conquered the Plishti land. Ma atah oseh lo. In other words, and he comes and complains, how are you giving all these people? Remember, Achitofel tried to, right, was against David and tried to kill him. So what do you think David's going to say if you're going to give all these people Olam Haba? So here's a very interesting answer he gets. So ma atah oseh lo. Amar lehen, alai la'asotan. Now this is alai peleshet. Pleshet is the reference to David, who killed the Plishti and conquered their land. And what's Hidro'ai? What's the root? Re'im, okay? Friendship. So what does he say? Alai la'asotam re'in zelazeh. Okay, what will I do if David comes to complain? I'll make them all become friends. And then he'll want he'll want them to get Olam Haba. It's an interesting idea in terms of your enemy, right? The best way... There's always different ways to go about when you have an issue with someone. So you can either go head-to-head and, you know, kind of have it out, or you can befriend them and kind of get past it. And that's what he's saying, that really that's what David should do. He should just befriend them and then get over his anger at them. Okay, now we're going to have this pasuk that we're going to have three different explanations. We're going to get a little off on a tangent, shocking. But we're going to have three basic answers, so keep them in your mind. So, Madua Shoveva Ha'amazeh, Yerushalayim Meshuva Nitzachat. So, why is this land, it's a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, why is this people so, you know, Shoveva, they're wild, crazy? Yerushalayim Meshuva Nitzachat. Yerushalayim is a forgot the word they use, a backslide. Like it's a backslide, an eternal backslide. In other words, they're constantly backsliding, going backwards. But the drash on this pasuk is meshuvah nitzachat, okay, Amar Rav, tshuvah nitzachat, heshiva knesset Yisrael lenavi. Meshuvah nitzachat doesn't just mean an eternal backslide, but they darshan it as meshuvah milashon tshuvah, or an answer. They had a nitzachat, and nitzachat could mean eternal, but it could also mean
winning.
They had a winning response. Now you're going to see it's a little strange because their response isn't exactly winning. Okay, in each case we're going to have, they come back with this great comeback to God that they think is so great, or to the Navi, but there's going to be a comeback against them in the first two. In the second two, there's not going to be a comeback against them, but you're going to see it's not really a great response. But maybe the assumption is that they thought they had this great response. And they were arrogant and said, oh, we have the great answer, which would also make sense in terms of this pasuk is a very negative pasuk. To turn it into positive and say, oh, they have the eternal answer doesn't make so much sense. But again, it's their perception was that they had an eternal answer, which gave them carte blanche to do whatever they wanted. So the first answer is Rav. So Rav says, what happens? We're going to see this from a different pasuk. Amar lehen Navi Yisrael, all of them are going to start out like this, chizru b'tshuva. Okay? Navi comes and says, go do tshuva. Avotechem shechat'u hechanhem. Here's what the Navi says. He says, listen, do tshuva, because look at your fathers. They sinned, and where are they now? They're all dead. Okay? Amru lehen, so now what's their good answer? Univirechem shelochat'u hechanhem. But your Nevi'im that didn't sin, well, they're not alive anymore either. In other words, everybody dies. What do you mean? Just because they're dead, that means they sinned and we have to go back and do tshuva. Shenemar, where does this whole correspondence come from? It comes from Pasuk in Zechariah. Avotechem ayehem, v'hanevi'im ha'la'olam yechiu. Your fathers, where are they? And the Nevi'im, are they going to live forever? So the drash is that this isn't one person speaking. This is first, the Navi speaking, Avotechem, where are your fathers? And then the people retorting, well, the Nevi'im, do they live forever? No, nobody lives forever, and therefore, why are you bothering us? But here comes the retort now of the Navi. Amar lahen, chazru v'hodu. Your fathers actually went back and did tshuva. And here's the proof. In other words, they were smarter than you. They realized it was time to do tshuva, and therefore you should too. And it's one of those cases where the Gemara quotes the pasuk, but not in its entirety, and you really have to read it. It's a pasuk from Zechariah also. It's the next, the pasuk after Avotechem Ayehem Vanevim Halolam Yechiu, the next verse is, and that's why it makes sense, this is the Nevi's response, is this. Ach tevarai v'chukai asher tziviti et avadai Nevi'im, halo hisigu Avotechem v'yashuvu. Okay, in other words, my words that I commanded to my Nevi'im, they reached your fathers, and your fathers went back and did tshuva. Okay, so basically, he's saying, look, here's your proof. Your fathers went back and did tshuva. So again, it was a tshuva nitzachat, but not really. Second response, second answer. Shmuel amar, ba'u asara b'nei adam v'yashvu lefanav. Okay, 10 people came before the Navi. Amar lehen chizru b'tshuva. He says, go do tshuva. Amru lo, eved shemacharo rabo v'yishasha gersha ba'ala. If an eved is sold by his master, or a woman is divorced from her husband, right, which is the way we talk about the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem, either in a marriage relationship or an eved adon relationship, so which maybe proves that women aren't viewed as slaves, because if they were viewed as slaves, you wouldn't need both analogies, right? In other words, one is an eved adon relationship, and one is a husband and wife relationship, and that our relationship with God has both those elements in it. Right, unfortunately, there's a lot of categories where women end up like avadim, you know, with the mitzvah da'asei shazman grama and things like that, but it's not necessarily for the same reasons. So anyway, they say, usually when that kind of situation happens, do they have any relationship anymore? No, the ties are severed completely. In fact, when we learned Gitin, it was all about sefer kritut ha-koret, right? Complete separation. They're no longer connected at all. So they say, why do we have to go back and do tshuva with God? He kicked us out, basically. He sold us to slavery to the enemy, and he divorced us from him. So what do we have to do with him? So that's the tshuva nitzachat. But Amar lo, but again, the Navi has a retort. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu lanavi. Lechem or lahem. So God says to the Navi, go tell them. Eze sefer kritut imchem asher shalachtia. או מי מנושי אשר מחרתי, מי מנושי אשר מחרתי אתכם, לא הן. In other words, where is, God says, okay, this is a nevuah from Yeshayahu, Kolamar Hashem, where is the get? And where are the people I sold you to? In other words, God's not cutting us off completely from them, but he wants to kind of retract, right? And what does he say? So where is this? And then he says, Hem ba'avonotechem nimkartem. You were sold because of your sins. U'pishechem shulchaimchem. And your mother was divorced from me because of her psha'im. Which means that this isn't a typical case. This was, God was angry at something they did, and therefore, he only sold them or divorced them temporarily. Okay, it was more like a punishment for a certain time period. But the idea was always to get him back, meaning he never really fully severed his ties with them. And now, like I said, we're going to get off on a tangent. We're going to get a bit off on a tangent. Just remember where we started so that we don't forget. It was this pasuk, Madur Shavavah HaMazeh Yerushalayim Meshuvah Nitzachat, which we darshan to mean that the people had an answer that they thought was a great answer. Okay, so we had two options so far. One was, they said, you know, the Navi said, your father died, and look, you need to do tshuva. And they said, what do you mean? All of a sudden the Naviim died, everybody dies, basically. Okay, and the second one was, the people say, what do you mean, go do tshuva? We were divorced. We were sold to slaves. So, but the point is that God says, no, 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 I never fully severed your ties. And here we're going to see where we see that also. V'hainu damar Rish Lakish, this is what Rish Lakish says, Ma'ay dechtiv, David avdi, Nebuchadnezzar avdi. Why is David called God's Eved, and also Nebuchadnezzar is called his Eved? Galoi v'yadu alefne mishamar v'haya olam, which means right before God, it's known. Sha'atidim Yisrael omar kach. God knew that eventually, that in the future, the Jewish people were going to say, oh, you sold us, so we don't want to have any, you know, we're finished with you, God. You sold us off to somebody else. Lefichach hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ukara'a avdo. Therefore, God calls Nebuchadnezzar beforehand, before they get sold to Nebuchadnezzar, he calls him his Eved. Why? Because Eved shakana nechassim, Eved lemi, nechassim lemi. Right? When an Eved acquires something, who does everything he acquires belong to? His Adon. So what do you see here? That when he sold us to Nebuchadnezzar, he was really selling us to himself. He was keeping a part in it. Okay, and therefore, the ties were never fully severed. V'ha'oleh, we're still continuing off on this tangent. V'ha'oleh ruchachem hayo lo tiyeh, asher atem omrim. Okay, in other words, what comes to your mind, what you really think is the case, is not really the case. Asher atem omrim, which thing that you think? God's telling the people, Asher atem omrim. Okay, just to point out, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay, what you think is not going to be, what do you think? Asher atem omrim, niyeh ki goyim ki mishpachot haratzot l'sharet etz v'even. Okay, you think that you're going to be like the goyim and worship idols. Chai ani ne'um Hashem Elokim, im lo biyad chazakah v'zroa nitziyah v'chema shvucha em lo chalechem. God's basically telling the people, if you don't go and do tshuva, I, in my anger, I am going to rule you. In other words, you think that, okay, I left you and you went to Galut and you're just going to now worship idols like the Goyim, but I'm telling you now, you know, with my strong, right, it's the same reference to Mitzrayim, v'yach hazakav zroa netuyah, strong arm and hand and outstretched arm, and chemash kufa, and with this anger, I will rule over you. Okay, so don't think, mistakenly think that you can get out of my grasp, but I will rule over you. So here's a good line. I'm Rav Nachman, kol ki hai ritcha lirtach rachmana alai v'lifrokinan. That's, I wish that anger would come. Like, let God get angry. Let that anger come and let him rule over us and we'll be redeemed. In other words, halavai, that should happen.
There's love in there.
Yes.
Because God's not saying, I'm never going to leave you.
Exactly. I'll never leave you entirely. Okay? And it's interesting because it's showing the Jewish people is sort of saying that their reaction to the galut would be, well, you left us, so, you know, we're on our own now. Almost like after a divorce, right? You feel a little bit of a freedom. Right? And the people say, oh, now we can do whatever we want. And God's saying, wait, wait, wait. This wasn't a full divorce. This wasn't a... this, don't think it's what you think it is. Okay. Now we're getting back to the third answer. Vayisru lemishpat Elohav Yorenu. Okay, this is a bit of a strange pasuk, hard to understand. So Rabbi Rachana understands. Amar lahen Navi Yisrael chizru b'tshuva, right? Just like the other one started. The Navi says, go do tshuva. Okay. Amru lo, they said to him, ein ani yecholin. Yetzer hara sholepanu. Sorry, we can't, but our Yetzer hara is upon us. It's not us, it's our Yetzer hara. Amar lahem, yisru yitzrichem. So now comes in the pasuk, vayisru lamishpat, what do they mean? Yisru yitzrichem. In other words, you should rebuke your Yetzer hara. Take control. What do you mean it's my Yetzer hara? Take control over the Yetzer hara. Amru lo, Elohav yorenu. And they say to him, the second part of the pasuk is their response, saying, God is the only one who can rule over the Yetzer hara. In other words, God created the Yetzer hara, and he's the only one who can rule over it. And therefore, that's their tshuva nitzachat, that's their winning answer. God's telling us we should control our Yetzer, and we're saying, but what do you mean, God? You created it. You, maybe it's even a play also on Yitzirah, like God is the creator. You created it, and only God, you can do it. Now here, it's interesting. There is no response. The others had a pasuk that came after, which was a good response. This doesn't have a response, but it's obvious that it's not a good answer, because just because God created the Yetzer hara, then there's no free choice. If God controls the Yetzer hara, then we have no free choice in anything. So the point is that they thought it was a good answer, but that's also not a really good answer. That, you know, leaving it up to God to take care of your Yetzer hara.
Well, it's the tshuva lenetzach. It's the eternal debate of faith. Is there a free choice or not? So in that sense, it is that's always the question and answer.
Yeah, so you're saying that maybe this is left open because this is what people struggle with throughout,
right?
That they're constantly struggling with this question of who controls the Yetzer hara. Is there free choice? Is there not free choice? Yefeh. Okay. Arba'ah hedyotot. So we finish now our whole section on the three kings. Now we're moving to the four hedyotot who don't get chelek olam haba. Bil'am v'do'eg v'achitofa v'gechazi. Right? Those were we started today with them because they were the ones who were saying, all those people get olam haba, remember, according to the other opinion. And that's from that pasuk, which means all the three and the four. So now we're dealing with the four. Bil'am. So we're going to go the same structure as before. We're going to darshan his name. Bil'am. He had no nation. So what does this mean? Some people say it means he was without the Jewish people, meaning he doesn't have a chelek in olam haba like the Jewish people do. Some people say bil'am, meaning when he left to go with Balak, he left his own people, and he went to Balak to curse the Jewish people, and he kind of cut off his ties there, and you know, never made good ties there because he didn't do what they wanted him to do. So he was kind of, he had nobody really, no real nation. Davar acher, Bil'am shebila'am, Bala'am, that he, Rashi says Bilbel'am, he confused a nation, okay, meaning us. Ben Be'or, what about his father? Sheba al Be'or, that he slept with an animal. Bestiality. Tana. Hu Be'or. So now there's a braita about his father. We had this with Yeravam. Hu Be'or. Hu Kushar Mishatayim. Hu Lavan Ha'arami. Okay, these three people were all the same person. Okay, now when they do this, it doesn't necessarily mean, it would be hard to say they all lived at the same time and were actually the same person. Okay, because you're spanning a long amount of generations. What's similar about these people? First of all, they all came from Aram Naharaim. Okay, let's talk about who they are. So Lavan Ha'arami. Right, there's Bil'am ben Be'or, who came from Aram Naharaim. And then there's Kushan Rishatayim, who appears in Shoftim. And he, in one of the things, in one of the cycles in Sefer Shoftim, he rules over the people. You can tell from his name, he was not a great guy. Right, Rishatayim. Rishatayim sounds like double Rish'ah, which we'll darshan soon. So the idea is that we connect people, even if they're not necessarily the same person. But there's an idea of they're similar. They were similar in their nature. They were similar in what they did. So they're connecting the three. Be'or sheba al-be'ir, okay, that he slept with an animal. Kushan reshatayim da'avad shtei reshuyot b'Yisrael. We're now darshaning all their names. Okay, so he did shtei reshuyot b'Yisrael. What was that? Echa b'yimei Yaakov ve'echa b'yimei shvot ha-shoftim. In other words, Kushan was Lavan, and he did bad to the people in the time of Yaakov and in the time of shvot ha-shoftim. Umashmo, what's his real name? Lavan Ha'aramishmo. Okay, so that's why we're not darshaning Lavan Ha'arami, because his real name is Kushan Rishatayim. And he's called that for the two different time periods where he tried to kill the Jewish people. K'tiv Ben Be'or, uk'tiv Bino Be'or. Now, sometimes he's referred to as Ben Be'or, sometimes he's referred to his son as Be'or. So what does that mean? His son is Be'or and his father's Be'or? Now, you could say his son was named after his father, but instead of saying that, what do they say? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Aviv benohu lo b'neviut. His father was like a son to Bilam in terms of his neviut, meaning Bilam was greater than his father because he had this nevuah, and therefore he's called benobaor, meaning it's as if his father is his son because of his greatness. Bilam. Bilam hu delo ate la amada ate, ha'achrine atu. So now what do we see here? If Bilam is on this list of people who don't get to Olam Haba, what does that seem to imply? That other non-Jews could get to Olam Haba. Right? Now is that true? Do non-Jews get to Olam Haba or not? So we'll see right now. Atu matnit ha'achrine ate, right? So the assumption is other people would get to Olam Haba. So matniti mani, who does the Mishnah match? So we're going to see now there's a machloka tana'im about this. It's Rabbi Yoshua hi. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yeshuva Rishaim L'Sha'ola, Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim. So what does it mean, Yeshuva Rishaim L'Sha'ola? Ela Poshe Yisrael. These are Jews who are bad people. They're going to go to Sha'ol, to Gehenom. Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim. What's that? Elu Poshe Avodah Kochavim, Devei Rabbi Lezer. These are Ovdei Kochavim, basically. In other words, all the Goyim are Shechei Elohim. Amar la Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi ne'amar b'chol goyim, halo lo ne'amar ala kol goyim shechachei Elohim. It doesn't say all the goyim. It says all goyim who forget God. So what does that seem to imply? Right? Ela Yeshuva Rishaim l'sha'ola. The way the Pasuk reads is not that Yeshuva Rishaim l'sha'ola are one group of people, which are the Jews that are bad. And the second category are, right, you understand? The way Rabbi Lezer understands it is the beginning part is Kol Rishaim, which is the Jews who are Rishaim, and the second part is all the Goyim. So all Goyim, whether or not you're a Rasha or not, and the Rishaim of the non-Jews. I'm sorry, the Rishaim of the Jews. Comes Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, no, you read the Pasuk wrong. The way it works is like this. It's all talking about one subject. And it's saying, Yeshuva Rishaim l'Sha'ola, right? Who are the Rishaim that are going to go to Sha'ol? Ma ninu? Kol goyim shechei Elohim. The ones that are going to go to Sha'ol are the goyim who forget God. So therefore, there's only one group that aren't getting Olam Haba, and that's the Rishaim of the non-Jews, but it means the regular non-Jews could get to Olam Haba, and that matches our opinion in the Mishnah that lists Bil'am separately. Because if you list Bil'am, it must mean that Bil'am otherwise would have gotten Olam Haba, even though he's a non-Jew.
But it's ironic, because he actually listened to God.
He did listen to God, right.
He didn't forget God.
Ah, so we're going to talk about that today. Okay, that's what we're going to get to, what exactly happens here. He himself gave a siman for the fact whether he's going to get Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. Whether he's going to get Olam Haba or not. Amar tamut nafshi mot yisharim. He says, I'm going to die a mot of yisharim, right? The death of people who are straight. So what does he mean by this? He means he was giving a condition. Im tamut nafshi mot rishaim teheachriti kamo. If I die mot yisharim, then I'll go to Olam Haba. V'im lav hineni olech lami. And if I don't, then I'm going to go to Gehenom. Mm. And what happened? He in fact didn't die mot rishaim. Okay, right? How did he die? He right at Bilam be'Beor Gubacharev. Okay, he was killed by the sword. So he obviously didn't die mot rishaim, which means that's our remez that he didn't get to Olam Haba. Vayachuzik ne Moav uzik ne Midyan. Tana, Midyan and Moav, and it's now the Gemara's going to question, Mapito Moav and Midyan got together. They were arch enemies. Midyan and Moav, lo haya shalom me'olam. Lo haya lehem shalom me'olam. They never got along. Mashal, shnei klavim, shayu be'eder, vayu tzuhuvim ze lezeh. Two dogs who were part of a flock, and they were very angry at each other. Ba ze'ev al ha'echad. So the ze'ev comes to attack one, right? This is a classic. Amar ha'echad, the other one says, imeni ozro hayom. Haragoti lemachar. Okay, so what's going to happen, right? Sorry, haragoti lemachar. So what's going to happen? If I don't help my friend today, not my friend, my enemy, then tomorrow it'll be me and the Ze'ev one-on-one, and I'll never beat him. At least today I have another guy who can help me fight him. So, ulemachar ba'alai, ve'achushnehem v'haragot ha-Ze'ev. Okay, so they've said two is better than one, even if we don't get along, right? People always join together to fight their enemy. Amra, papa, hainu damri inche, karkushta v'shunra, a weasel and a cat, abdu hilula, mitarba debishgada. Okay, the cat and the weasel have a party with the fat of the one who has a bad mazal. Okay, in other words, they get together even though they don't get along with each other to fight their enemy. Rav Papa, by the way, he keeps coming up with these. He's the same one who we keep seeing, who keeps saying, oh, and that, by the way, I have a little quip for, right? This is what people say, blah, blah, blah. Vayishvu sarei Moav im Bil'am. V'sarei Midyan lehecha azo, right? So first it starts Moab and Midyan, but then it says later that Sarei Moab sit with Bilam. So what happened to Midyan? Where'd they go? Kevan de Amar lehu, this classic in the, right, the in the world of drasha, right? You see a character and then all of a sudden you don't see them anymore, so they must have gone somewhere. Where'd they go? De Amar lehu, linu po halayla, v'ashevot yetchem davar, right? Remember what does Bilam say? Just wait overnight and I'll get back to you. Meaning, I got to consult with God. So obviously, what did Midyan say? Amru, klum yeshav shesoneet b'no, what, God's going to let him curse the his son? No way. Amru Rav Nachman. So now, so therefore Midyan disappears. They say, this is never going to go. We're going home. We're not going to, right? If he's going to consult with God, for sure this is never going to work. Amru Rav Nachman. Now Rav Nachman says, so now in the end, what happened in this whole interaction? In the end, God says, go curse them. Right? How did God say, go curse them, if klum yesh av shesonei b'no? So chutzpah afilu klape shmaya mahane. Okay, this teaches you that chutzpah, standing strong for what you believe in, can go a far way, even klape shmaya. How do we know this? Meikar k'tiv lo teilech imahem. First God says, don't go with them. Ulevasok k'tiv kum lechitam. Right? Then God says, okay, go with them. And when he sees he's so persistent, and so to speak, chutzpadik against God, so he finally allows it. Amar of Sheshet. Now they're going to have a few comments about chutzpah. Chutzpah malchuta below tagahi. It's like someone who has a lot of chutzpah, basically he's like being a king without the name king on him. But he's got the same power as a king because he can do, right here especially, you see, he can convince the melech malchim to do whatever he wants. So likewise, a person who has a lot of chutzpah can basically function as a king even if he's not a king. Here we're going to see an example of it. Dichtiv, this is David HaMelech speaking. V'anochi ayom rachu mashuach melech. Okay, I am the king, right? I'm a new, fresh new king. V'anashim ha'ele b'nei tzriya kashim mimeni. But the b'nei tzriya, they're stronger than I am. Okay, even though they weren't king, they had a lot of chutzpah. Amar b'yochanan, Bil'am chiger b'raglo achataya. Okay, Bil'am was lame in one leg. Sh'ne'amar v'yelech shefi. He went limping. Shimshon b'shtei raglayim. Now we're going to see the same shorash of shefi, which means to limp. Shimshon b'shtei raglav. Shene'amar shvifon alai orech hanoshech ikbeis sus. Okay, this, by the way, is not directly about Shimshon. This is in the brachot of Yaakov to Dan. Shimshon was from Shevet Dan. And shvifon, it really means the pshat is his snake. Okay, he's like a snake, okay, ikbeis sus, which is a reference to Shimshon. But in the word snake, first of all, why is a snake? What does it have to do with being lame? Because he doesn't have feet. Right? He doesn't have legs. So he's saying that Shimshon, even though obviously there's a reference to it, he's like a snake, right? A slithery snake, the kind of sneaky and gets what he wants. But he's saying that he didn't have two legs. Okay? Bil'am suma be'achat me'enav haya. Okay, not only was he missing a leg, he also was missing an eye. Shene'amar Shatum ha'ayin. What does shatum ha'ayin mean? It means he had one eye open. So the assumption is why one eye open? It doesn't say shatum ha'ayin na'im. It means that one eye wasn't open. Okay? I assume that the reference of this is both his halicha and his, right, both his, it says lech, right, kum lechi mahem, and his vision, what he saw, was warped. Right? In other words, he thought he could curse the people and he couldn't. He thought he could go with them and he couldn't. Right? It's saying that he was maimed in a way he wanted to do things in a particular way, but he couldn't do it because he either didn't have a leg or didn't have an eye. Right? It doesn't mean literally, it's figuratively of where he went wrong. Okay, here's a weird one. Kosem ba'amatoya, we keep having these references to the male penis. To the male penis in terms of the strength of man, right? It's a phallic symbol of strength. So what did Bilam do? Some people say he was a magician using his male organ. Okay? What this means, some people, Rashi says he was ma'ale metim with it. Some people say he had signs there that he saw, that he viewed and used them. Okay? Where do they connect this to the psukim? K'tiv hacha nofil v'galoi enayim. And one of the things he says, the brachot, it says nofel v'galoi enayim, and uktiv hatam v'nei aman nofel al hamita. We're going to take all these things he said and we're going to refer them back to him. Okay, that he was nofel v'galoi enayim. What is nofel? Nofel milashon sexual. Okay, nofel has a sexual connotation, and we see that from Haman. Haman was nofel al hamita, right? Which when we learned it when we were younger, right? They say, it means he lie down on the bed begging her, but. The world of Midrash understands it as nifilah, sexual relations. Itmar, Marzutra Amar Posein Ba'amatoya. So now we have a machloka, and Marzutra says he was Posein Ba'amato. Mar Bered Ravina Amar Sheba'al Atono. Okay, he slept with, he had bestial relations with his aton, with his donkey. Manda Amar Posein Ba'amatoya Kedamaram. We already proved that one. Manda Amar Ba'al Atonoya. Where do we get this from? K'tiv Hachav, Karash Hachav, U'K'tiv Hatam. Okay, again, in his words it says, Karash Hachav, bow down and lie down. Uktiv hatam beim raglea karana fal shachav vayael in sisra, which there it's also clearly referring to sexual relations. So here the same lashon is used. It must be there was something sexual going on, and they connect it with his aton, which connects with his father also, right? Ben beor, the beor is with animals. Viodea dat elyon. Okay, so now another pasuk. Reinum shimrei el viodea dat elyon. Okay, this is the same pasuk with the Nofel Ugloi Naim. Dat behema lo avayada. Dat elyon havayada. How could he possibly have known dat elyon when he didn't even know what his aton was going to do, right? The aton starts making him crazy. He doesn't even understand his animal, right? That's, we assume that's basic. Someone who has an animal knows his animal well. How could he possibly know dat elyon? My dat behemto. Da amrele, my time alo. Okay, what does it mean? Dat behemto, that he didn't know. Da amrele, or wait, this my dad ben to means, because we're going to see that his animal, one second, wait, give me a sec, my dad ben to, what are we going to say here? Right, what does it mean he didn't know dad ben to? We're going to see right now, okay? They're going to darshan a bunch of things here. My time, da'amrele, they said to him, okay, so now when he gets to, right, the kings, they have all these questions for him. They want to check him out, make sure he's okay. So they say to him, my time a lo rachavt susya. Why are you riding on a donkey? Why not a horse? We saw this also with the Mashiach. Why is he going to come on a donkey, not a horse? Amar lehu, shadalei b'retiva. I sent my horse off to eat in this wet area. In other words, I had a horse, but he's not around right now. He's busy, and I don't have him, so this is what I've got right now. So amrelei, the donkey says to him, halo anochi atoncha. Okay, but I'm your aton. What are you talking about? You're lying, basically. Latiina ba'alma asherachavta alai. One second. Latiina ba'alma. Right, sorry. The next thing he says is, oh, I only use this aton for carrying things. I would never really ride on it. You know, I only use it for carrying. Latiina ba'alma. So then the aton says, asherachavta alai. Right, you rode on me. In other words, you're lying. Akrai ba'alma. Oh, it's only today. I don't generally do this. Me'otcha ad hayom hazeh. Right, there's a darshaning. All the psukim about him that, you know, I'll just read the whole pasuk. But Tomer ha'aton el Bil'am, right? This is what the aton says to Bil'am in the Torah. Halo anochi atoncha. Okay, that's why he's saying, right? You said I was the horse. No, I'm your aton. Asher achavta alai, right? Don't say that, but that. Me'odcha ad hayom hazeh. Okay? Ve'lod ela, and it keeps going. Then the continuation of the pasuk is, ha'hasken hiskanti lasot l'chako. Okay, so now what's this? Belod ela shani oselecha maase ishut balaila. Okay, not only that, but you sleep with me every night. Okay, not only that. K'tiv hacha. How do we know this? Ha'esken iskanti u'k'tiv hatam v'tihi lo sochenet. They darshan the ha'esken iskanti from lashon samach kafnun, which we see by David. Remember David HaMelech when he's sick and he's about to die, and they bring him a sochenet who warms him up and basically has sexual relations with him. So the aton says, not only all this, but you also sleep with me at night, and that's how we see that he had relations with his donkey. And we see my dad bento, right, that he didn't know the dad of his animal. He didn't realize. It's like when you talk in front of a young child and you think they're not listening, and you think they don't understand what you're saying, and you could lie in front of them, right? So here they're saying, no. The donkey got it all, and you know, he didn't realize. Ela mai biyodea dat elyon. So what does that mean? What did he know about dat elyon? Right here, he didn't even know the dat of a donkey, but he was yodea dat elyon. Again, we're taking all the psukim he said, and we're saying they apply to him. Shaya yodea lechaven otash sha'ash hakadosh baruch hu ko espa. He knew exactly what hour God was going to be angry, that he'd be able to get God to agree to let him do this. Okay, in other words, this is classic, right? If you ask someone something at the right time, right, you might actually get something. You know, you'll get them to answer something, and this is really the wrong time, so to speak. In God's anger, he knew that that was the moment that God would be willing to punish the Jewish people.
You learned this before.
Yeah. So now, behind me to Ka'amar Navi Yisrael, עמי זכור נא מה יעץ בלק מלך מואב, ומה ענה אותו בלעם בן באור מן השיטים ועל הגלגל, למען דעת צדקות השם. So what does it mean, למען דעת צדקות השם? אמר לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, דעו נא כמה צדקות עשיתי עמכם, שלא כעסתי כל אותם הימים בימי בלעם הרשע. Okay, remember the tzidkot I did for you, that I didn't get angry all those days during the when in the time of Bilam Arasha. Shomale ka'asti kol otan yamim lo nishayer mishonehem shel Yisrael saridu palit. Okay, so in other words, had I really been angry at you then, there's no way anyone ever would have been left. You have to remember, Bilam doesn't succeed in cursing the Jewish people, but he does succeed in giving them advice about how to get the people, right, by using the whole thing with Zimri and Cosby and bringing them women, and then 24,000 people died. So he was successful in doing that. So now they're going to say, so what happened here? So God's saying, we're not for my anger, right? In other words, I held back my anger, otherwise it would have been totally wiped out. So Hainu deka amrale Bilam la Balak. This is what Bilam says to Balak. It goes in the same way of thinking. Ma'e kov lo kava el. Second, the dalit is Uma is Om Loza Amashem. I'm just looking in the Masoret Hashas. They add words here. Milamed Shekol Otama Yamim Loza Amashem. Okay, so though it's saying, right, the pasuk says Ma is Om Loza Amashem. Right, God didn't get angry. So what does it mean He didn't get angry? So now they're going to say El Zoem Bechol Yom. Right, how would you read this? 1 second. Loza am Hashem. Right, Hashem zo'em b'chol yom, v'kama za'amo. In other words, every single day there's a moment where God is angry. V'kama za'amo, and how long is that? Rega. For one moment, God is angry. Now, this is what they're trying to build here, is that Bilam knew when the moment of anger of God was, and that's when he tried to do what he wanted to do. However, God held back his anger on those days. Now, there's an every day God is angry, but the psukim are saying, Ma'zam lozam Hashem, Ma'zam lozam Hashem means that God dafka held back his anger on that day, and were it not for that, we would have all been wiped out. Because if you get God on the moment of anger at us, there's no end to it. So now what happens? So how do we know that it's only a rega? Shenemar ki rega ba'apo chayim b'rtzono. Okay, that it's only a moment. Rega ba'apo in his anger. Ibait ema, or you could say it's from here. Lech imi bo b'chadarecha. Right, this is from Yeshayahu. Uskor d'latecha ba'adcha. 1 second. Chavi kim'at rega ad ya'avor za'am. Okay, hide for one moment until the anger passes. So again, you see that it's only a moment. So now the question is when? Emat. When is God angry every day? Ratach bitlat shai kamaita. He's angry in the early hours of the morning. Okay, the first 3 hours of the day, there's a moment there where God is angry. Kichavra karbolata detarnagola. Okay, it's when the karbolet, the comb of the rooster is white. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kol shata v'shata nami chivra. It's always white. So they say, no. Kol shata v'shata it be surike sumke. It has red rose in it. Hahi shata lepe surike sumke. Okay, for a moment during the day, it's all white. Okay, apparently it changes color according to the Gemara. I don't know anything about this in reality. But apparently it has some red rose in it. And, you know, when the red rose is pure, and for one moment, it's all white. Now we're going to hear a story about this one moment and how someone tried to use this moment of anger trick, but it didn't work. Okay, it's a really interesting story. So there was a kofer in the Shivivuta in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And this guy would really bother him. Okay, you know, he'd obviously ask him all these annoying questions and try to trip him up and try to, you know, get him to deny God, and he didn't like him. So Yom Achad. So one day, naka tarnagola va'asrele bakare va'otiv. So he takes a tarnagol. What does he want to do? He wants to find the moment of anger of God and get this guy in the moment of anger. So what does he do? He takes a tarnagol. He ties it up so that he can watch this tarnagol to see exactly when it turns white. Ties up its legs and stands it before him. Amar, kimata ushata ilatye. When the moment of God's anger comes, I'm going to curse the guy and that'll work. Kimata ushata Nimnem. But he gets to that moment, and what happens? The guy falls asleep. Great story, right? So Rabbi Shovel Levi falls asleep right then. He dozes and he misses the moment. Amar, what does he say? What does he learn from this? So he wakes up and he realizes, oh my God, I missed it. Lav orach ara. He says, this must not be the right way to go. Okay, he learns his lesson and he realizes this isn't appropriate. Dichtiv gam anosh latzadik lo tov. Right, even for a tzaddik to bring a punishment on someone is not a good thing. In other words, it's not my job to punish this guy for being a mean. Right, this is again connecting with our perek and maybe connecting with our masechet about what things we're in charge of and what things we're not. You know, what things the man can rule about and what things are left for God. Afilu b'mine lo. Okay, even for the minim, not. Right, we shouldn't even deal with that. Ibayle lemeimar hachi, no. Afilu b'mine lo ibayle lemeimar hachi. Right, even for a mean,
we shouldn't do that.
Right, we shouldn't do this kind of thing. Hachi tana mishmeidu Rabbi Meir. B'sha'a shachamah, so now also we're going to see that, or I guess no, ba'le mimar hachi, period. Okay, so tana mishmeidu Rabbi Meir. Now we have a bright in the name of Rabbi Meir. B'sha'a shachamah zorachat, v'amalachim minichim kitrehem arashehem, u'mishtachavim lechamah. Now we're going to see why is the moment of God, why is his anger in the morning? Because what happens in the morning? The sun rises, the kings, right, the malachim basar adam, put on their crowns, and what do? They go out and bow down to the sun. Miyad koes, right? So God gets angry in the morning because he sees everybody's bowing to the sun and not to him. Vayakam Bil'am baboker. Now that we're talking about morning, we're talking about Bil'am, so let's talk about this famous drasha. I imagine you've heard. If not, it's a good drasha. Vayakam Bil'am baboker vayachavoshet atono. So Bil'am wakes up in the morning, and what does he do? He gets his donkey ready. Tana mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Right, so now what do we see here? Right, this is famous because Rashi quotes it there. First we're going to have the pasuk, then we have the brayta, which starts off with Avam v'atelet shurashol gdula me'Avraham. We're going to start off with Avraham, in other words, sorry, I didn't read this right. First we just quote the pasuk, and now we're going to have the drashani. But before we get to the drashani, we're going to quote also the pasuk by Avram the Akedah. And this is where we have this strong comparison. Why is it so critical? Because people always compare the story of Avraham at the Akedah to the story of Bil'am going to curse the Jewish people. And part of it comes from here. So what do we learn? Ahava mevatelet shurashol gdula me'Avraham. Dichtiv, ashkem Avraham baboker. Baboker, period. And sin'am mevatelet shurashol gdula me'Bil'am. Shenemar v'yakam Bil'am baboker v'yachvosh et atono. These are two situations where people, instead of having their servants do it, they did it themselves. And what do you see here? What's mevatelet et shurashol gdula? It means there's a hierarchy of how things are supposed to go and who's supposed to do what jobs. But very strong emotions can override that. One is Ahava and one is Sinah, right? So Avram is the Ahava and Bil'am is the hatred. And his hatred, right, he was so excited to curse the Jewish people that he just did it himself. And Avram's love for God also encouraged him to do it himself. It shows Ahava and Sinah are like flips of the same, you know, like the same coin. But okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. La'olam yasok adam b'torah v'mitzvah afilu shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Okay, you should always learn Torah mitzvot, even if shelo lishma, because mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. Where do we learn this from? Shebischar, we're going to learn this from a strange place. Shebischar arba'im ushtaim korbanot sheikriv balak, yazachav yatzami menu root. Okay, if you remember, Bil'am tells Balak to bring all these sacrifices, and he brings all these sacrifices, and as a result, root comes actually from the tzatzaim of Balak. Okay, so it shows that even shelo lishma, right, he brought these korbanot, really, here it takes shelo lishma in a very different way. Right? Lo lishma, generally, we mean, okay, you're doing it for a reward, for a candy, for a something, right? Here we're saying you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and you actually, right, we talk shelo lishma, ba lishma. It's interesting, because, right, he never is ba lishma, but his tzatzaim come to the religion lishma. Just 1 minute, there was something. Okay. Thought there was something I wanted to say before, but okay. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barhuna. Ruth Bito Shel Eglon. Now we're going to see her lineage. She was the daughter of Eglon. Ben Bino Shel Balak, who was the grandson of Balak, Melech Moab Haita. Amar Le Rava Le Rava Bar Mary. K'tiv Yetiv Elohim Et Shem Shlomo Mishimcha, Yigdalet Kis'o Mikis'echa. Okay, so they say, right, in other words, God, I'm not sure who's talking here. Forget who's speaking. Right, the Avdei HaMelech come to David, and they say, Shlomo's going to be even greater than you. So they ask this question, is it nice to tell the king your son's going to be greater than you? It's a little bit of an embarrassment to the king. Amarle me'ein ka'amrele. What he means is he's going to be as great as you. If you didn't say that, tibarach minashim ya'el eshet chever ha'kenim. Minashim ba'ol tibarach. Nashim ba'ol manyinu. Who are these nashim ba'ol? That she's going to be greater than the nashim ba'ol. Who do we always think of the ba'ol, right? Sarah Ruf Karach of Alea, the imahot. So again, is it appropriate to say the El is greater than the imahot? Ela me'ein ka'amra, right? It means that they're going to be, she's going to be like them. So here we see again, saying someone's greater doesn't always mean greater. It means hachanami me'ein. Upliga de Rabbi Yossi Barchoni, but he had a different approach. Dam Rabbi Yossi Barchoni, bechol adam mitkane, chutz mi beno v'talmido, beno mishlamo v'talmido. Okay, so we're going to see in a minute. So here we see, no, actually, for a father to know his son's going to be greater than him, right? That's, you think of us as parents, right? How happy would it make you to think that your children are going to be greater than you? So we learn beno mishlamo and talmido, ibay dema v'hina pishnayim b'ruchachai lai. Elisha asks Eliyahu, when he dies, to give him twice the ruach that he had, which I think might be insulting, but no, no, no. Eliyahu was happy to have a student be greater than him. We have some davar b'fi bil'am. Okay, so period. Okay, this is when Moshe, God told him to put one hand on Yehoshua, and he puts two hands, again, to put double onto Yehoshua. Okay, we'll go a drop more. Vayasam davar b'fi bil'am. Rabbi Lezer omer, malach. What's this davar b'fi bil'am? So malach came and gave him words. Rabbi Yonatan omer, chaka. It was a hook. The davar was a hook. Vayasam davar b'fi bil'am means he put a hook into his mouth to keep his mouth shut. Amar bi yochanam yibrachato shaloto rasha talameh mahaya b'libo. Bikesh lomar shalo yulem batek neseyodo b'te midrashot. Matovu alecha Yaakov. Right, he wanted, right, we see everything he said, the opposite happened. So we see that he wanted to say that there shouldn't be batei kneset or batei midrashot, but it came out, ma tavo alecha Yaakov. Lo tishre shechina alehem, he wanted the shechina not to be upon them, umishkenotecha Yisrael, which says the shechina is going to be on you. Lo tehem achutanim shechet, their rule, their king, they shouldn't be kings for a long time, kinechalim yinitayu, like rivers they will flow, meaning the malchut will continue. Lo yehelehem zeitim ukramim, ki ganot ale nahar, they shall have ganot next to their naharot, next to the nahar. Lo yehe recha nodef, right, they shouldn't smell good, kelohim nata Hashem, right, the God planted them, as if they're going to smell beautiful. Lo yehiyu lehem malachim ba'alei koma ka'arazim, ba'alei koma, they shouldn't have kings that are people of strength, of power, ka'arazim alei mayim, which is a reference to, right, the tall Erez tree. Lo yelam melech ben melech. They won't have dynasties. Yizal mayim midolyo. The mayim will come from its place. In other words, it will come from its be'erot. Okay, so therefore, it means the kings will come from their fathers. Lo te machutan shalechet ba'umot. That their machut won't rule on other kingdoms. Vizaro b'mayim rabim. Right, their zera will be in great waters, meaning they'll rule over lots of people. Lo te azam machutan, won't be strong. Vayorim me'agag malko, they'll be bigger than Agag. Lo tehe ma'machutan, people won't be fearful of them. Vatinase machuto, right, their machut will be great. Okay, and the last thing is, Amar Rabbi Avrakana, kulam chazru l'klala. Everything here, all these brachot he gave us, and this is a very interesting line, we'll end with this today, everything that he said about them went back to the actual curse. In other words, look around. We're not ruling other nations. We don't have dynastic, malchut. All these things didn't happen except for, right, we're in the Bavli, this is always their theme, chutz mibatei kneseyot ubatei midrashot. How do we know, though, from the psukim, that only one of them is going to last? Shenemar v'yapoch Hashem elokecha lecha ta'klala libracha, ki aivcha Hashem elokecha. What does it say there? Klala velo klalot. Right? That God is going to turn your klala into a bracha. But only one klala turned into a bracha, and all the rest were not lasting. And that's sad, no?